We ask everyone who reads to A, stay within a 5-minute time limit, and B, for anyone who's reading poetry by somebody other than themselves, and most of the time we're all egomaniacs, so we're not going to do that, but if we do, you know, just let us know. And we'll start with someone who's been to a lot of our open readings, Harold Brandt.
Haiti, Italy. Haiti, Italy. We're mourning for Haiti today. Haiti, Italy. Where are you, France? Where are you? France, where are you? America's launched its wing to help us. You're the wind beneath my wings. Haiti, Italy. There's a root of a branch, a grapevine that runs out of France there. Drink of the wine now. Limitations. Lament to Haiti. Libations. Libations to Haiti. My Africa. Libations to New Orleans. And libations to those who want along in America. This is a poem I'm going to read here. It's called We Are Running. We are running, we are running, we are running, and time is clocking us. From the edge, like an only daughter, our mother streamed before us, cradling their babies at the breast, in their hands. Oh, pray that what we want is worth this running. Pray that what we want is worth this running. Pray that what we want is worth this running. You know, people come together after years of distress, undercurrent competition, lonely hearts beat as one. People from a different story come together. The days of respect has come. This is a candle in remembrance of Haiti. Keep the hope still alive. There should have been time for such a word. Out, beef candle. Out. Out. Thank you.
Our next poet I've known for about 200 years, but I haven't heard him read recently, C.A. Conrad.
This is a poem that I wrote from an exercise I did where I stayed in my apartment for 108 hours listening to Christo Redentor. And then I had people write to me about the escalation of war. There are different things that I did. I don't have the exercise hammered out. I'm more interested in getting the poem down, and then I'll write down the exercise later. So I'm just going to read the poem right now. And the poem's title is Neckties Lynch My Spirit. What does a poem look like with the top broken off? This one once began the autobiography of meat. Cows falling with regularity from human anus in America. They say you need to accept death as if they have death's permission to make life's ruinous appetite a joke. There are no new ideas as a sentence rife with hubris. As rude as molar imprints. But it's survival? Okay then, survival is rude. Life left to extend morning silence long as possible, thinking, who can I let live today? Who can I not kill? We answer ourselves into language, a dollop of smarting across the face. Indeterminate approximate means, cannot estimate your pain's origin, at least not today, try again next week. Oversituated means, your ass covers the couch more than the pillows. Signal for help. Try anything, we will get it. Evidence shows we've aggravated every shore. Someone told me of one unconquered stretch of beach. Let us protect it with our lives. Or maybe it's another fable, like dreams of friends peeing. One of thick brown gravy, I never told her. Overkill shall overlap us all. My mother arrested for shoplifting a jar of honey. But who will arrest the thieves of bees? Can you catch the violence of my heart with gloved hands? I'll return the favor, dear Magdalena. As weird as it can get, it gets. Do you remember knee is twatty? I remember not knowing what it meant. Not that I get it now. Cordially invited nowhere. Deepening my own pubic pseudonym. I want to be so local I'm entering my body sideways if murdered. Don't romanticize this loneliness. Stroke joy through with laughter. Sorrow of the cycle. And other squalid conditions between our ears. I'm tired of memories hijacking my days. I lied to survive. You would too, or maybe you have. Local in the darkness, be local food for someone tonight. Birth may be the unforgiving cry for arrival of departure, but I did not vote for the escalation of war. I woke thinking, how can I help others stay alive today? To no avail. Everyone who is alive while I write this will be as dead as I will be dead. Ritual makes us more human, sometimes, and sometimes makes us slaves, not looking to the ritual of windblown cremation towers, no more human than jelly a snail secretes.
I smell smoke, though. I did smell smoke.
Oh, well, it's the candle he lit.
Next, I have Donald Moore.
Hi, everybody. This is the poem that I wrote. I was going to go to the World Cafe and sign it, but I went there and it was a long line, and they said if I sign up, then I get the alt position. It was like 7 alt, so. Make a long story short, I decided to leave, and I did a thing, wait and see if I could have performed it there instead of here. Okay. It goes, it was yesterday, that was yesterday, that I fell in love with, but with a wish, I'll portray a vision of yesterday. I wait 1 second for a friend that loved me back, like my back hurt. Assert my vision.
Okay, next we have Donnie Means.
Shines. For the weary, to the wicked, the love light shines. To the poor, lonely, wretched souls, to the philandering young cat, the love light shines. Love is the oxygen to life's flame, as I bask in the warm glow while the love light shines. It is a frosty winter night, but what do I care? I've got the shining light of love's warmth. Is it the warmth of love's light that shines deep within my soul and truly fills my heart with everlasting mirth? To feel the light of love's warm glow is akin to perpetual rebirth. Truly every hurt heart or heavy heart is instantly lifted from sad to glad within the radiant love light that shines so brightly as together we so very closely grow. Can you put a price on its worth? Live with a new lease on life, and you too will discover one of the greatest gifts is within the light of love that this planet we all call Earth. For to love is to truly live. Okay. Yeah, and a little on an angry note. And this one's called It's Just Like That. Feeling both duped and dismayed by this hellish healthcare could care less system in this here USA mess, I feel that all I work for could be taken away in one single disaster, leaving me in lifelong debt, because in apathetic America, it's just like that. Another person is found frozen to death on a park bench this morning because he didn't want to be corralled in a shelter, because it's just like that. Day by day, week after week, and month after month, it's just like that. I feel like I'm living hand to mouth. And no matter how hard I toil, enough is simply never ever enough, because it's just like that. It's just like that when the value of a human is reduced simply because they cost society too much. It's just like that when we have banks borrowing money but pay no interest, yet making credit card consumers often pay the usury rate. It's just like that when we vote for politicians that serve the highest bidder.
My name is Bob Small, and I'm going to read two poems from a little chapbook I put out a little while ago called Swarthmore, PA, 11-27-08. And the first one is number 9. It was Thanksgiving Eve. November 27, 2008, there was much to be thankful for, some of whom I wasn't, some for whom I wasn't. Now that I had a house I drove to, not just an apartment, and only blank pages and a warm bottle waiting. I do remember who I was and whom I might have become, except for my car then. There were no others on the street, and the music faded as I parked. And this is number 5. I drove alone in a midnight car again, only a few minutes to an Allegretto or two. I did not plan to drive away. I almost hadn't even thought it. And thanks. Then if there's no one else who wants to read in the open, going once.
Going I'll go.
Go. And introduce yourself then.
Alright, let's see. My name's Greg Thum. Greg Thum. Just little days, a few little days. I'll pay what I owe someday. Molly's books, where I brought guac chips, where I drank beer and ate cornbread, where we talked about subversive second graders, where Jack never put on Little Richard. Stoned in the room is a plunger shoving me into the sloppy slit like I'm 9 and it's Christmas and I just have to jerk off to the internet. What am I doing gagging people while Philadelphia rots, the wounds fester, and it's true I like muffled voices, and it's true I love shutting stuff up. The black homeless man has dry, cracked skin around his eyes. When you look at something that's like it, hate yourself for not looking at it at all. Let's get this party started right. Funk and freaky. We stay up all night. I'll be munching on a cell phone and I will think about asphyxiation. I was taping the top line in the gym entryway. The barbecue sauce was once exploded all over and I wanted to force you to lick it off at gunpoint. If I were a drumline tapping kinetically on the wall, I regularly had seizures and partook in grand anal sex schemes. At one time in New York, olives equaled Brock equaled gross cheese. When we're done with the mozzarella, let's design Mr. Potato Head interchangeables. I threw a highlighter at Sarah and took a swig of Yingling. I threw my head down and took my favorite burp out. Burp. You got a job? Yeah. What is it? The block. Our life living as paper does, dry on one side and bold inside, it's cold. I moan warmth. Where were we walking? How did we get there? Were the supplicants too supple for you? Today we walked to the bus. Andy said two molesters were possible. I said he could be the third. There were zero that were obvious. I pour down beer. Its throat is wet. The burger grease is dry. Finn McCool's is opening like an oyster. The heels are all flesh and burn. The sheets are a rainforest. No weight. That was cut down. Like a black hole or an extinct animal.
Okay, if that's it, I'll just mention Joe has a reading coming up at Fox Chase, you said?
Next month.
Next month, yeah. And he also has a reading coming up in New York next week.
Saturday.
Yeah, where at?
Otto's Shrunken Head, 5:30 AM, 14, yeah. 4 o'clock.
It's probably worth going just to a place named Otto's Shrunken Head. You know, anyway, I guess that's it. This is our first reading of 2010. It's also will probably be our shortest reading of 2010. But that's cool, too. Thanks, everyone, for coming, and...